Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Were you able to go to the House of Blues? I think it was, Saturday night. Scotty was there doing that song, This Is It. Good morning at Chicago's hottest country.
My little cousin from Texas, she's not so little, she's like 21 now, but she's from Texas, and she texted me like the day before Scotty was in Texas. And she goes, oh my God, you know Scotty? I go, yeah, I know him. She goes, okay, can we do a show? And then I saw on her Instagram feed, she was so happy. She goes, oh my God, I met Scotty McCurry's dad, and she got a picture with his dad, and she was so happy to meet his father. She didn't meet him. She met his dad.
I mean, it's the next closest thing. You know what I mean? You're like, all right.
I was like, you're so cute. I love you.
All right. Well, if he was there, hopefully you got to see him. Styles of Roma, we missed out on that one. But, you know, hey, we are exactly now 2 weeks away from Christmas. I haven't even started Christmas shopping yet.
I did.
The 25th, you know, so we are 14 days away.
I will say Target.com is a godsend because you can go on Target.com if you got a red card, it's free shipping. The stuff gets there like in 2 days. Like I went Tristan shopping over the weekend and like everything will be delivered by tomorrow.
I need Elmo stuff. Do they have Elmo stuff at Target?
Tickle Me Elmo, absolutely, yeah.
All right, I'm writing that down, Target right there. But here's the deal. Who do you tip during the holidays? 312-946-4995. I mean, we have our... the postmen and women that come and drop off the mail. You have the garbage men or women. I'm going to say everything person I talk about this morning. I mean, who do you leave tips for? Like the babysitter? Like the people who cut your hair? Are you supposed to be tipping all of these people during the holiday season?
People that cut your hair, you tip them like every time you get your hair cut, you tip them at that point, right?
But I'm looking at a thing online right now and it's saying the beauty salon, you're supposed to tip them.
No.
According to this, it's saying up to the cost of one salon visit. If you're a guy, a barber, up to the cost of one haircut, you're supposed to be tipping them.
You tip them every haircut.
If you have a dog walker, up to 1 week's pay is what expected during the holiday season.
I have a cleaning lady, and she's coming on next Tuesday. And so the day before, you know, the time before Christmas, you give them extra for the Christmas bonus, I guess you could say.
Up to the amount of 1 week's pay is what you're supposed to be paying extra tipping a housekeeper. This is crazy. This website, a babysitter up to one evening's pay. It's like, say you pay a babysitter like $60. You're supposed to give her an additional $60?
I don't know. I mean, you know, here's the deal about tips. Tips are generosity. They're not required. They are very generous gestures, right? So I don't know if you had to follow a book. Just giving extra, doing what you can, it's worth it. 312-946-4995. Who do you tip? How much do you tip? Who do you not tip? But let's talk about it. Up until we started talking about this on the radio, I never knew you had to tip your garbage man.
I was never tipping anybody. Yeah. No one. I was just saying Merry Christmas. Have a good day, man. We're on my way.
Times have changed. 312-946-4995. Good morning. We have Carrie from Valpo. Talk about your tipping situation.
I tip the mail person and the garbage man because I used to work for a garbage company. And it was back in the day when they used to have to empty all the cans and find out how hard they worked. So I definitely make sure I give them a tip.
When you were working for the garbage company, what percentage of people actually tip the garbage man?
Oh, maybe 20%.
Really?
And what do they give them? Do they leave an envelope on the garbage can or do you have to walk out there and see them?
Yeah, normally I tape it under the lid, you know, so they see it. And every year they know to look for it. But a lot of people try to give them alcohol and other stuff.
So if you don't give them booze, what's the going rate? How much cash?
Anywhere from $20 to $100.
What?
Yeah.
$100?
Yep.
Are those the people who live in Winnetka? I ain't heard you. So who do you tip during the holiday season? We're 14 days away from Christmas. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman at US 99. I'm reading this thing online right now. If you have a doorman, if you live in a condo, you're supposed to be tipping them between $15 to $80, depending on how many doormen or women you have. If you have a dog walker, you're supposed to be tipping them as well, up to 1 week's pay. If you have a personal trainer at the gym, you're supposed to be tipping them. Are you ready for this? During the holiday season, up to the cost of one full session.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. 312-946-4995. There's different opinions on when it comes to tipping. Again, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Connie from Bentonville. Who do you tip?
Well, not the mailman or not the garbage man.
Uh-oh. Why not?
Well, I don't know them. I don't see them. I don't speak with them.
I'll be honest. I never knew that people actually even did that till we got on the radio. I had no clue.
Right. I have for several years heard people who do that, but I'm not one of those people.
I feel like the next thing you're going to say, Connie, is bah humbug.
No, I'm not bah humbug, but, you know, they're doing their job.
Don't forget that, too. Right. Tipping is optional, right? Tipping isn't required. So, yeah, to each their own.
Do you want to tip us?
How about you tip me?
Yeah, you know what? We need the ratings. Yeah. How much do you want?
I'll take tickets to Eric's tour.
All right. Very specific.
It's 7:12 at US 99. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman. And I got to tell you, man, this is a pretty cool topic. A lot of people calling in this morning at 312-946-4995.
Tipping around the holiday season. All right. Do you drop your child or maybe you have children off at a daycare? Well, they are saying that you are supposed to be tipping $25 to $70 for each staff member who works with your child there.
Wow.
And you're supposed to then have a small gift from your child to the teacher there.
Yeah, so my son's in preschool right now. So actually after the show today, I'm going to Target to get a bunch of gift cards for his teachers and for the school itself. And
I feel like when the kids are smaller, like mine is a junior. Like Nate is a junior in high school. I don't think like he should be really rolling through the hallways giving all the teachers gift cards. Or am I wrong? Am I wrong at this? Or
I don't know. Like, I have a preschooler.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like when they're younger, maybe that is the right thing. If you're a teacher, I don't know, correct me. 312-946-4995. Call us up this morning.
All right, good morning. Gino from Frankfurt. Give us the do's and don'ts about tipping.
Hey, guys. So I used to work for a Christmas tree lot, and I don't think people realize that, like, when you go in and you buy your tree, we would bring them out and tie it up to the car and bring it out to the back of the truck. And I don't think people realize that most of our money was made off tips.
So a lot of people would stiff you?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, they would say thanks and whatever else and a handshake, but, you know, that doesn't pay the bills.
The handshake's not keeping the lights on, are they?
No, they're not.
Do you think people, Gino, just don't know that they're supposed to tip?
Yeah, that's why I was calling in, because I don't think people realize in a business like that, you know, no matter where you go, like a Home Depot or just a local Christmas tree lot, I don't think people realize that you can tip those people or you're supposed to tip those people.
See, we're trying to make you laugh this morning, but also educate you on the proper tipping etiquette.
There you go.
If you go buy a Christmas tree from Gino, you gotta tip him at least $50.
I don't know about 50, but that would be greatly appreciated.
So Styles and Roman in US 99, we are finding out this morning, are you one of the tippers that, yes, you are supposed to be tipping a whole bunch of people this holiday season. 312-946-4995.
Good morning, Patty from Oak Park. Give us the do's and don'ts about tipping.
Well, I tip everybody all year long. But at Christmas time, like right after Thanksgiving, on my front porch, I put out a basket of all kinds of goodies for all the delivery people that bring stuff to my house during the holiday season, because I shop mostly online.
Okay, so when you say goodies, what do you got in that basket?
Well, I've got things like goldfish, chips, those little Debbie's, the peanut butter bars. I've got fresh fruit. I've got water. I've got candy.
Patty, what's your address? Styles and Roman, we're coming over.
I'm in a park. 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.